Ah,
Good
Rafe
evening.
is on. Rafe, good to see your name. What we do? Whole Chavchas, right?
No, not the whole. Aleph through Yud, including Yud.
Okay. Simon Chavchas, Hukh Sefer Torah, Shar Sifrei Kodesh, Uba Yud Gimel Sifrei. Mitzvah say, I'll call Ishmi Yisrael, Lichtav Lo Sefer Torah. It's a mitzvah on everybody in Klal Yisrael to have a Sefer Torah, Shenemar, to write actually, Sefer Torah. Right? By the way, writing means you should write it, not hire a sefer. Write it yourself. They say it's the Rav Chaim Kanievsky started writing himself a Sefer Torah, and then he realized it was too time consuming, so he gave it over to somebody else. Shenemar v'ata yukisu lachem es hashira azois. Write over this shira. V'kibul chachamino zechron l'vracha pirushai lichtoiv. As kol ha-Torah sheyesh bo ha-shira, you have to write the entire Torah, which has in it shira. Afilu yarash sefer Torah me'aviv, even if he yarshins the sefer Torah from his father, mitzvah lichta mishalei, you still have to write your own. So just yarshining a sefer Torah doesn't count. Socha lo sefer lichta lo sefer Torah, I should kanai, or let's say he rents out, he hires a sefer to write a sefer Torah, or he buys one for ha-yabaitaz v'giyah, and there was a mistake in the Torah. And he fixes it. That's as if you wrote it. So that's maybe an easy way to mekayem this mitzvah is go buy an old Sefer Torah. Hopefully find a mistake in it. And then fix it, and then you're good. But also limkor Sefer Torah, and a Sefer Torah can never be sold. You can ask a Sheilas Chacham because for pidyon shvuyim, it's allowed, and for to marry off a Yosem is also allowed. Okay, base. It's a mitzvah to buy other Sifrei Kodesh that you learn from them. Keep going. If I don't know if anybody saw, Art Scroll came out with a $10,000, $13,000 shas. It's on sale now for Hanukkah, 20% off. It's 10 and a half grand. This new Art Scroll shas. Anybody see it? Leather bound, mamish.
What's special about it?
It's, you know, it's the expensive leather bound.
Full
You know, it
size?
doesn't look like the regular art scroll. It looks like a regular chassan shas, but it's art scroll inside. So, I was just wondering because let's say you buy online from like the art scroll app, is that called buying Sifrei Kodesh? Does it have to be a sefer or it could be digital? So I don't know. I'm not sure. Anyways, so that's what it says. Mashrim the lashon, shasim because shalom the mitaychon. Kugai mikra mishnah gemara paiskim sheyilman mitaychon. Vegam yashilin acherim, and then lend it out also to others. That's a whole shaila. Can you buy your own svarim with meiser money? Right. So if you do, even the ones that hold it, it's allowed. You have to write in the sefer that it's bought with meiser money, and anybody could use it. Anybody who can't afford it, so then, meaning you have a choice: you can buy a Sefer Torah or you can buy a Svarim to learn from. More important to buy a Svarim that you learn from. So we do get—I forgot who sheet is—we do get some sort of mitzvah of owning a Sefer Torah when you buy a Svarim. That's your tzidkas is last forever, as if you buy svarim and you lend them out to others. You have to have major kavod. And it's a mitzvah to give it a meyuchadik place, like an aron. And to be mechaved a place, and to make it beautiful. Don't spit in front of a sefer Torah. Don't hold on to the sefer Torah without shmata. You gotta have something, and you can't put your hand on the parchment. Haroya is a nice sefer Torah. Somebody you see somebody carrying sefer Torah, tzarach lami lefano, needs to stand up. Ad sheyachnis is a sefer Torah lemekaymo, till he puts the sefer Torah in the proper place. Oy ad sheeinu reyehu oyden. Until you don't see it anymore. And in the shul, when they take out the Sefer Torah and they put it back in, it's a mitzvah on anybody who the Sefer Torah passes in front of it, to accompany it until it's placed. Same thing, somebody, the one who does Hagman, the one who does Galila, Yalchulu L'Avoisa, should follow the Sefer Torah back to the Aron Kodesh. Talar, Afilu Shar Sefer Kodesh, Imunochim Al Safsal. So this is an interesting one. I think there's a lot of interesting hanhogas with this. I don't know, a lot, but there's a few. You are not, other Sifri Kodesh, if they're resting on a bench, also Leishiv Al Safsal Zois, Ela Im Asfarim Munochim Al Eza Dover Shegavai L'Chol HaPachas Tefach. You need to have it on something that's at least a tefach high. And you're not allowed to put it on karka. Now, there's this thing out there that if you stand up the sefer, for some reason you could sit on the bench. I have no idea where that comes from. If anybody has any source, please say it. You shouldn't put a sefer on your knees, and you shouldn't rest your elbows on a sefer. You have a box that has Sifrei Kodesh inside it, then you can sit on the box. But if in that box is a Sefer Torah, then it's awesome. You're allowed to put a Chumash on top of Nevi'im and Ksuvim. You can put the Ksuvim on top of Nevi'im. And you can put Nevi'im on top of Ksuvim. Aval ein manichin Nevi'im Ksuvim al gabi chumashim. You are not allowed to take a Nevi'im and Ksuvim, Nevi'im and Ksuvim, put it on top of a Torah. The Aruch HaShulchan says this is referring to when it's in a klaf. But our Svarim nowadays, our printed Svarim, don't have that same Kedusha. And you don't have to worry about what's piled on top of others. Fine. Sifrei Torah Shabbalah. Sefer Torah Shabbalah. Sefer Torah that decays. Goins and Isa, you put it into Geniza, which is you bury it. Which obviously that's a very shortened. I mean, there's a lot that goes under each one of those categories. Okay, and also the sarf when you're not allowed to burn them. You cannot throw away kisvei kodesh even if it's halacha and agodas. Right. But also meaning it's not the actual Torah. But also lafechos and al penem, and you can't turn them face down. So like when you want to keep your pace in the sefer, you can't turn it over face down. And if you find the svarim upside down or face down, then you need to put them karoy. Now I'm not sure how that works with our printed svarim nowadays, because our printed svarim are printed on both sides of the page. So what does it help you to flip it if it's still half the page is going to be face down? Meaning, when do you add it on parchment? So face down means the whole thing was face down. With printed svarim, I don't know how that works. So, yeah. Zayin, ein lahashtin mayim b'fnei svarim. You should not urinate in front of svarim. If you do need to urinate in front of svarim, so at least put a 10 tefachim higher. This can come up with people in the hospital that are using bedpans, whatever it is. So you got to be careful with that. Ches, nobody should know from it. Ches, ain lasis mapis and me'ilam the davar shel kedusha. You cannot make any of the garments and the adornments of a sefer Torah of anything for the davar shel kedusha. Me davar shel nishtamash behedyut that a hedyut has used already. Meaning you can't take your jacket and decide to make it into a cover for the sefer Torah. But if it was already done, then it's mutter. But if it was a guy's, I feel it with the evidence. So you cannot take something from a guy and make it into something with a sefer Torah. Test also l'shtamish b'sefer lahanosa. You are not allowed to use the sefer Torah for your hana. You're going lamida lahagim b'nei achama to stand it up in order to protect yourself from the sun. Or so that your friend won't see what you're doing. Right, meaning you're trying to get out. I've actually tried to attempt this sometimes. You're trying to get out of besmerish and the guy not see you. So you like hold up the sefer near your face and duck your head. That's not allowed. Right? Avlim Hashemesh Zerachas ala sefer, Shulai Mirboi. But if the sun is beating on a sefer that you're learning, Mutalogim is sefer achar kimin chayna oisala nosa, you're allowed to protect the sefer. Meaning you can't read the white pages. So you put a sefer there to block it. But to put a sefer under a sefer that you're learning, maybe there's a common question. People want to tilt, the siddur so they can see it better. They make a little makeshift shtender. So that's mutter. You should not put one sefer inside another sefer. So you won't have to look afterwards for the place that you are learning. Meaning, sometimes that we do. You know, you have a few svarim open on top of each other. You have to go to the bathroom or something like that. So you close them and you leave the svarim inside as a bookmark. That the kitzur is saying is not allowed to be done. You should not start writing on your notes on top of the sefer. There's no kedusha. It's a blank piece of paper. You shouldn't be putting a blank piece of paper on top of a sefer until you write some Torah on it. Once you write Torah on it, now it has kedusha. Then you can put it on top of the sefer, right? So if somebody's writing notes on top of the sefer, so first write something before it's on top of the sefer. Once there's some Torah on it, then you can. So probably the number one question about shame is people have notes from. You know, women find their notes from seminary and this and that. They want to know if it's Torah. It can't be thrown out. It has Kedusha to it. Even if it's from seminary. Maybe. You shouldn't keep blank paper in the sefer in order to watch it. One more, right? Yud. Hama'abed kisvei kodesh. If somebody loses kisvei kodesh, meaning they end up getting damaged, over belav lechasim ken l'shem lekechem, utzichel limchos bekar chesvarim, and you have to make a macha on the people, the bookbinders, shemadabkim b'seich haluchas kisvei kodesh, because what they do is inside the luchas they put kisvei kodesh. I don't know if anybody's seen the old svarim, so behind or old books behind the binding, they would take old newspaper to help bind it. So you cannot take svarim and use them for that. Gam tzrichin lizar ma'oyik v'shanoisin svarim kedoshim yishanim le'uman akum l'charcha mechadash. When you give svarim kedoshim, old ones for the guy to redo, sheikhom yam esalucha se yishanis latzniyam, you have to take away, meaning they're going to put on new binding, new covers. So you should cut them off before you give it to the guy, because otherwise he's going to take it. Because you don't want the uman to take and use it for something that's weekday. So those are the dinim, or some of the dinim of being mechabed svarim. Okay, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night.